We are just about set for the second half of the girls 5A state championship game. Grandview 39, Lakewood 21. How does Lakewood get back into this game, Doug?
I think you have to put the pressure on Grandview in the lower block. I don't think, from a guard standpoint, they have the, I guess I want to say, the speed or the outside shooting at this time to really make a difference. So I think you have to pound them. You have to continue to pound the middle. You have to continue to get to the lane. And that's going to come from the Embo twins and Sassy. I mean, that's who's going to have to get this done, because Grandview's guards are too good defensively. I think you have to figure out a way to get the ball down low.
And it has to start now with Grandview having possession to begin the second half. Lakewood needs a stop on this trip down. Galloway, Davis, Onionwer, Brown, and Vigil for Grandview. It's Emsbo, Woodhead, Renstrom, Kira Emsbo, and Sassy Coleman for Lakewood. Drive left, layup, no good. Offensive board to Vigil, put back, no good, and there's the rebound by Camilla Emsbo. Camilla Emsbo turns, starts the break, kicks it out on the left side, Woodhead. Woodhead swings it back out. Renstrom will start the offense. Inside, Emsbo, great movement with the ball right now for Lakewood. Three-pointer, Emsbo got it, Camilla Emsbo. So here it is, Lakewood gets the stop, comes back, three-pointer, 39-24 as we start the third quarter.
And that's the thing, that they have to do that one possession at a time. They're looking at a big hill to climb, but you got to do it one step at a time.
Onionwer, high on the left wing. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter of the girls' state 5A championship. Onionwer, and Grandview standing around a lot on this possession. I'm really surprised with no one trying to shoot the gaps at all. Vigil flashes high in the post, dribbles right, steps through, and she's going to call a walk.
Got a little extra step in there, but you're starting to see Vigil can and will assert herself on offensively. She was pretty quiet in the first half, but then again, she didn't really need to be.
6:38 to go, and there's two stops for Lakewood on Grandview's first two possessions of the second half. 39-24, Grandview with the commanding lead, but Lakewood is chipped away on the first possession. We'll see if they can do it again. Renstrom right side, entry pass to Sassy, and Sassy turns it over with the travel. That's what they can't do if they want to get into this game.
Yeah, Lakewood's going to have to be near perfect. Well, you know, they're down 15. I mean, there's time. They just can't afford too many of those hollow possessions.
Yeah, Grandview is the type of team that they're not going to give you many opportunities. You got two stops to start the game. Ball side cut, start the second half. Brown couldn't hold on to it. Vigil steps right through, lays it up, no good. Comes up short again. So now Lakewood, three consecutive stops on the first three possessions by Grandview to start the third quarter. And I'm beating the drum, but the same drum, but they have to get a bucket this time down.
Yep.
And Vigil picks up her third foul. That's a big sign, because Vigil is such a presence. She is the interior presence, the way that Onionwer is the all-around presence.
Right. And she's the intimidation factor. I mean, she's going to be that person on the block that's shoving people around.
I'd like to see she and Lucero on the same team. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Lakewood works it around. Sassy Coleman outside. Three-pointer up and no good from Woodhead. Rebound comes down to Grandview. They're going to push it. Jaden Galloway, breakaway, layup for two. 41-24.
Good court vision by Onionwear and great control by Galloway.
There's a dead dribble out high, nearly costing Hannah Renstrom, but she gets rid of the basketball. 5:22 to go in the third quarter. Renstrom drives, dishes out. Emsbo in the corner hits the two-pointer. Camilla Emsbo with the deuce.
Wasn't a two-pointer by much. She just stepped over that three-point line.
41-26, Grandview with the lead over Lakewood with 5:05 remaining in the third quarter. Wow, Onionwear, even great hands too, the way she caught that like a wide receiver.
Yeah. She's an athlete, there's no question.
Misses the shot. She actually did something wrong.
There's her first miss.
Yeah, her first miss of the game. After going 8 for 8 from the field and 5 for 5 from the line. Shot short by Lakewood. Gets the ball back, and the Tigers will start the offense again with 4:35 to go. Entry pass to Camilla Emsbo. No good. Puts it back in for two, and that makes it 41-28. Grandview lead now cut to 13, and Grandview wants the timeout. We'll join them with the timeout. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lakewood cutting into the Grandview lead, 41-28. Grandview in the 5A state championship. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Colorado. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association.
This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Oh, let me give you a quick. From the Denver Coliseum, I'm Reno Notaro along with Doug Ottawell. Let me tell you about Sloan's Tap and Burger, just south of Sloan's Lake on Raleigh. Sloan's Tap and Burger, a great part of the community and a great place to watch your favorite teams. Tap and Burger at SloansLake.com. That's Tap and Burger at SloansLake.com. 5A Girls State Championship game, 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Grandview with the lead. There's the entry pass. No good on the bucket, but the follow by who else, Doug?
Michaela
Onionware.
So strong with traffic.
4 minutes to go, 43-28. Grandview with the lead over Lakewood in the third quarter. Emsbo drives, dishes to Sassy Coleman. Coleman out high in the left wing. Three-pointer is up, and that's going to be short. Coming from Baron Nicoletti, Celeste Baron Nicoletti, checking in for the first time in the basketball game. At the 3:36 mark, Grandview now pushing it. A little more aggressive offense this time by Grandview. Jaden Galloway in the corner, dribbles it out, foul line extended, drives into the paint, loses the basketball, and the ball stolen away by Lakewood. Now Lakewood's off. They're going to push it. Nadia Treviso. Treviso pulls up, three-point set shot, no good. Rebound is Onionware. Onionware just outrunning everyone up the court, left-handed layup is no good. A little too hard off the glass that time. 3 minutes to go.
You should have never told Bill Walton about this performance.
I know.
I think you jinxed her at halftime.
I know. I did. There's a step through.
Oh, I don't know about that, Reno. She gets called for the travel. I thought it was just kind of a crafty Euro step.
Yeah, that's called a step through.
Right.
Jump, stop, and step.
I thought that was a pretty good move. But maybe it was a little too good. Casey's over here saying that that was a travel.
Well, if Casey says it, he's right. That's how he won all the Holsteins. Grandview basketball, 2:45 remaining in the third quarter. V-Hill back in, and she's out high with the ball. V-Hill swings it right. The ball swatted out of bounds by Emsbo, and Grandview will maintain possession. Kennedy Brown went up for that shot.
Kennedy Brown got a little taste of the Emsbo twins there.
Yeah. Inbound to V-Hill on the foul line. Pulls up. Shot is up. And she gets the roll for two. 45-28. And I really think Lakewood had their shot when they had the three stops to start the third quarter and didn't capitalize on them. And now they had a shot again. And it's almost getting too late as Grandview gets another basket, makes it 45-28 with 2:19 to go in the third.
Yeah, I mean you hate to say that, but something drastic has to change. They have to go on a big run. And the way that Grandview's controlled the tempo of this game and can answer basically any time with Michaela Onionwire, I'm not sure I see it happening.
Hudson with the basketball up high. There's a drive. Hudson gets the ball back. Ball swatted around. Treviso nearly gets it. And
Casey's computer did get it.
He did.
And he's okay. He's all right. We're good.
Sorry, Camilla Emsbo on the inbound. A minute 55 to go in the third quarter of the Girls State 5A Championship with Grandview leading 45-28. Three-pointer up and no good from Woodhead. Offensive board put back by Camilla Ensbo. And that makes it 45-30 with a minute 40 remaining. Grandview quickly up the court. Hudson is fouled on the floor. 136
remaining. This is the time for Lakewood to kind of make hay because you have Onion Wire on the bench. And that's not to say that Grandview isn't an excellent defensive team without her. They are, but you don't have to worry about her as much on offense.
Quick inbound, Hudson. They work it around the perimeter. Grandview basketball, Marlette in some trouble, double team. And V Hill, drop step. That was a power drop step.
And that's her strength right there. She stole the ball, basically ripped it away from two Lakewood players, and just went up.
Camilla Ensbo drove to the bucket, but who blocked the shot, Doug? Wonder Woman.
Right, right.
Yeah. I'm just going to call Michaela Onionware Wonder Woman. Inbound, Ensbo tips it back out. They're going to work it around Treviso. Reversal on the right wing. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Three-pointer is up and no good. That's going to be short. I 55-point, sorry. 47-30 the score. I don't know how you guys drink those energy drinks.
Good for you, Reno. Vitamin B.
But thank you. 55 seconds to go. Some more substitutions for the teams. He's Doug Ottewell, editor, grandmaster of Mile High Sports Magazine. Mile High Sports Everything. I'm Reno Notaro. And we are glad you're with us tonight from the Denver Coliseum for the state championship tournament. 4A is done, and we are in the third quarter as it winds down in the girls 5A championship with Grandview leading 47-30. And the Wolves are going to go for the final shot here in the third quarter, leading by 17. Jaden Galloway showing her ball handling skills, and she scoops a layup. No good. Putback is no good, but Alicia Davis draws the foul and gets the offensive rebound.
You know, Davis is a really sort of silent player, but a very, very good player. I mean, she has a big presence defensively, and she just has a knack for finding her way around that paint and getting the ball in a good spot. But, you know, this team, it's tough to compete for getting the ball and getting the headlines.
Alicia Davis misses the first foul shot as Hannah Renstrom checks in. And Michaela Onionwer is coming right back in.
You know, to point, Reno, Davis is 9.6 points a game and 7.6 rebounds a game. That's a pretty solid player in your starting lineup that really kind of does it quietly.
Second foul shot's good. 48-30. Grandview leads, and now Grandview is going to pull off a full-court press. Now they'll back off into half court. 15 seconds to go in the first half. Are you burning toast? 10 seconds to go. Something's burning. Hannah
there
Renstrom.
Is sort of the, I don't know to be worried or not.
Yeah, leftover popcorn from last night. There's a wild shot nearly banking it in.
You know
it's
what
Kira
I think
Ensbo.
It is? Casey pointed it out. It's Michaela Onionwire.
Oh!
She's on fire. Yeah, he just noted that. Pretty good observation.
That is. seconds to go. 48-30 the score. And the first foul shot from Kira Ensbo is no good. If Lakewood even shot a little bit better from the foul line, they'd be within striking distance for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're just not quite in sync.
Foul shot is no good. Davis rips down the rebound, and the third quarter comes to an end. We have three in the books from the girls 5A state championship live from the Denver Coliseum. It's Grandview 48, Lakewood 30. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.